From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. Do you remember this phrase? Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Well, this day truly is that day for seven people who, in just a few hours, will graduate from a unique drug and alcohol intervention program in Sacramento County. The program is called STARS, and it's a tough early curriculum that focuses also on keeping the family together while the patient is going through treatment. Supervisor Nikki Nelson is joining us from Sacramento, where she and others are prepping for graduation. Hi, Nikki.
Good morning.
You're actually in a courtroom, aren't you?
I am actually at one of the buildings over at the CPS office on Ramona right now, where we do hold our EIFDC drug court, yes.
And would you give a little explanation for why it's in that location and what today is all about?
We decided to have it in this location a couple years back when we decided to bring in a retired judge and have him hold. There's more room in this building. And because it is a voluntary program and the participants are not actually court mandated, we couldn't necessarily have it in a real courtroom.
Okay.
Go ahead. So I was just going to say, so we decided to have it over here at the CPS building, and we decorate our room just like a courtroom. We've got the flag, we've got the judge, and CPS supervisor and myself and everybody, all the recovery specialists and the social workers that come and participate with the clients.
Well, the courtroom aspect is important to note. Would you just in general describe who volunteers to be part of this program? Why do they land in STARS?
They land it. So are you talking about the families, the participants?
The participants. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So a participant lands in STARS when a referral has been made to CPS in regards to the child. Whether it's, you know, it could be a domestic violence case, it could be the child has been neglected, the emergency response worker then goes out and does an assessment and come to find out that drugs and alcohol are involved. And at that point, they come across the street to STARS, they complete an intake, they get a recovery specialist, and they begin 6 months of services.
Well, we're about to add a real voice of experience to this on the phone, I think, is John Smith. Hi, John. Welcome to Insight.
Good morning, Beth.
And John is not an alias. That's your real name. You did have a real experience with a drunk driving accident back in 2011. Would you pick up the story there?
That is true. It's not an alias, and I'm not in the witness protection plan yet. In 2011, April 1st, as a matter of fact, to add a little bit more humor to it, although it wasn't funny at all at the time, I was involved in a drunk driving accident. The only good thing out of it was no one was physically injured. The reality is, though, that because my children were involved, I could not deny the fact that they were psychologically impacted by the incident or the accident.
Does that mean that they were in the car with you, John?
That is why I was assigned a CPS case that got me tied into the Early Intervention Family Drug Court program.
You're a normal dad and husband and father, right? And your third child had just been born. This really came out of the blue for you, didn't it?
Well, my alcoholism did not come out of the blue.
Sure.
However, your description of me is just, I am just an average, everyday person that doesn't go out of his way to bother anyone. I have a long history of working, never been unemployed. I'm about as average as you can get. As much as I want to give myself credit for being spectacular, I'm not.
So the alcoholism stepped in and rearranged life, which the disease does. And then you're in this STARS program. And I understand at first you thought it was really tough. You didn't like it at all.
The truth is I had no intention initially of completing the program. The CPS case involves a lot of different programs and requirements, and I was afraid that I couldn't complete them, and therefore my attitude was that I was going to do the bare minimum and probably not finish. But during the course of the different programs that I was involved in and the great people that I got hooked up with, I realized the value of the program somewhere along the way, and changed my attitude, and the end result was an extremely positive one, primarily for my family. And once I saw that, I changed my perception on the overall plan and did everything I could to complete, and I still choose to participate.
Did you realize until that accident, John, that you were an alcoholic, that you had problems with alcohol?
Absolutely. I knew it. However, because I wasn't, you know, under a bridge and drinking out of a paper bag and had never been unemployed in my adult life, that I thought that I was okay. And now that I look back on it in retrospect, I realized I wasn't okay. And thankfully for the program that CPS outlined for me, the most beneficial aspect of it is that now my children have a healthy, contributing father participating in their life, which I really wasn't before. I was there, but I wasn't there, if you know what I mean.
You're listening to John Smith talk about the Sacramento County STARS program that helped put his life back together and gave him drug and alcohol treatment. I'm also speaking with Nikki Nelson, a supervisor, and there are 7 graduates today. Nikki, a lot of the emphasis here is on keeping the family intact. How does the staff do that?
Well, the staff, so when the families receive recovery specialists, I don't know that it's so much the staff does it. I think upon intake and upon entering the informal supervision program, the social worker is ultimately the one that decides, okay, there's a high risk here, but it is not so high that we have to remove the children. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to participate in these services while your children remain in the home. And so then these parents work hand in hand with the recovery specialists, and these recovery specialists, it's almost like they're working right alongside these parents, you know, like 6 months of the recovery specialist will get them involved in treatment. The recovery specialist will do home visits, will drug test them, make sure that they go to their Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous meetings. And I think the biggest piece for the recovery specialist is that they are their cheerleaders. Like these clients, depending on their history, right? Some of these parents might have a 10-year history of drug addiction, or maybe it's only 3 years of alcoholism. But nevertheless, they're missing some pieces inside. Like I don't feel very good about myself. I don't have any self-confidence. I don't feel like a good mom. And our recovery specialists, you know, they walk hand in hand with these parents, and they pump them up when they need to be pumped up, and they give them positive reinforcement, and they encourage them, and they let the parents know, look, you're not a bad parent. You made a bad choice. Things do get better, and I will help you. So it's a really dynamic collaboration between, you know, not only the recovery specialist and the social worker, but that parent as well.
And John, would you endorse what Nikki's saying? Is that your experience?
Oh, absolutely. What happened with me is the recovery specialist and my CPS worker introduced me to a variety of resources that I had no idea ever even existed. And what I say by resources, I don't want to say that they gave me a checkbook to go, you know, take care of myself. It was mainly the people that were involved, people like Nikki Nelson, people like my recovery specialist, other people that were involved in the process who had been through similar situations and had similar experiences in their lives. And I could relate to what they were trying to help me get through. There's no doubt that the people were the hugest resource that were offered. And the other, I'll give you an example, Beth, is I tried to go to a residential treatment facility through my insurance at the time, and my insurance company refused to send me. However, through this process, I went to the exact same recovery facility that my insurance would have sent me had I made a huge stink. So,
oh, isn't that interesting? And I will add that this county program, the STARS program, is fully county funded. At one point, it was through a grant, but the county has supported it. It is modeled, I understand, after a program in Riverside. And Nikki, I want to acknowledge one of the points that John made, and that is that a lot of the social workers and recovery specialists have gone through the STARS program, and you yourself are recovered. I don't know if drugs or alcohol were the problem. drugs?
It is drugs. I am a recovering addict. I have over 10 years clean.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And I don't know about the social workers. I do know that out of all of our recovery specialists, we do have three recovery specialists that have actually gone through the STARS program themselves. And all of our recovery specialists are in recovery as well. So they are either recovering from drugs or alcohol as well. And that, you know, that's a really big piece, because when I am, again, depending on what my history is looking like, I'm coming from a distrusting place. And you know, when I meet this recovery specialist and this recovery specialist shares with me, look, I know what it's like to not be able to put a substance down when I'm looking at my kids. Right? Like, does that mean that I don't love my children? Not at all. I love my children with everything I got, but I have a disease of addiction right now, and I can't stop using. And so when the recovery specialists have that experience and they really know what that feels like, that allows those parents to put those walls down and gain just a little bit of trust. And we don't know that this isn't the first person that this family member, this mom or dad, has been able to trust and rely on and look up to for some guidance for gosh knows how long, because we don't know what their childhood looks like. You know, we could be talking about a cycle of addiction right here.
And Nikki, I know we're going to get questions from people or families who are interested in the program, so we will provide a website link and information on our website. But John, I just want to close by asking you, who are you today? What is your life like today compared to April of 2011 and previously?
Well, the biggest difference is today, technically, Beth, I am unemployed, which is probably the best thing that ever happened to me, or one of the best things that ever happened to me. Today I get to participate fully in my children's lives, and I'm the primary caretaker to my 2-year-old son, who was 3 days old when this all started. My relationship with that little boy, and I'm a little bit embarrassed to say, but it's true, is different than my relationship with my older children, who are currently 8 and 6. But my relationship with my 8-year-old and 6-year-old is excellent today, and without the help that I received throughout the programs that I was involved with, including Early Intervention Family Drug Court, STARS, and with the help of the CPS caseworker, I wouldn't be where I'm at now. My wife tells me all the time our life has never been better, and I have the people that were involved in these programs to thank for that.
Hmm. Congratulations. I think you're telling me you are a recovered and happy stay-at-home dad, right?
I am.
Well, that's good. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story and all the candor with it, John. I appreciate the personal experience. And Nikki, congratulations to everybody out there. I know you've got graduation coming up in a little less than 2 hours. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Nikki Nelson is the supervisor of Sacramento County STARS Early Intervention Family Drug Court Program. John Smith is a graduate. Again, we have more information at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio.